This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Welcome to our Milky Monday. Lee Milky's guest this week, High Ground Dairy's Lucas Fies. Lee?
Lucas, the European Energy Exchange announced the launch of 4 European cheese indices last week, which will be published every Wednesday. It will include prices for cheddar curd, mild cheddar, young Gouda, and mozzarella. What's the importance of this development?
It's important because these new indices will allow the industry to have some more transparency into cheese prices from Europe. The EEX already publishes weekly prices for a variety of other products, including skim milk powder and butter. And now that we have a more reliable source for cheese prices, it allows the global industry to kind of see where the trends are from the European Union and from a U.S. perspective, maybe allow exporters to compete better on the global market.
Well, let's get back to the real world. Our cheese prices headed south the week before last, starting November in the basement, and then started to come back up. What is going on in that market?
Cheese has been the most volatile of our core dairy products in recent weeks, that's for sure. While other products, whey, nonfat dry milk, and butter are seeing renewed strength and are very underpinned with demand strong, cheese, as you mentioned, dropped sharply low at the beginning of this month. I think a variety of factors influenced that, things that we've been talking about for a while now. Port congestion has virtually eliminated the chance of any cheese leaving the U.S. in the near term. It won't totally shut off exports, but end users abroad are kind of scared to commit to buying product when they don't know when it will be delivered. More domestically, though, there are kind of 2 other issues going on. The cyber attack at Schreiber Foods really disrupted the barrel market with the plants being impacted for several days, kind of disrupting the entire barrel cheddar natural flow of product. And then finally, just labor and supply chain issues impacting the throughput speed on a lot of converting plants. So if we can't slice or cube or block the cheddar like normal, that's going to cause a little bit of a backup. We did see those prices tank lower, but as you mentioned, through the middle of last week, block cheese has seen a decent recovery. I do think it's important to remember that we're in the peak of the seasonal demand here as consumers buy for the holiday time period. That has lent some support to the market, and also the general inflationary pressures. I don't think cheddar will be immune to rising commodity prices across the board.
Lucas Fies, Director of Dairy Market Intelligence with High Ground Dairy in Chicago.
Thank you, Lee. Researchers are conducting a detailed study into the sleep patterns of farmers with hopes of developing ways to produce a better night's sleep. USDA Radio's Rod Bain with more.
Among the myriad of reasons why ag producers don't perhaps get enough sleep.
Due to the nature of their work, they do go through periods of having insufficient sleep or sleep deprivation.
Which University of Nebraska researcher Amanda Prokaski says could manifest into a host of issues. It is the main reason behind a study at the University of Nebraska looking at both the amount and quality of sleep ag producers receive on any given night.
There really just isn't a whole lot of information in the research literature about sleep in farmers and ranchers.
With specific focus of data gathering on
whether or not farmers and ranchers were getting less sleep during their peak busy seasons, such as calving or harvesting and planting, as compared to their non-peak or slow seasons, oftentimes in the winter.
So volunteers have been or are undergoing a sleep study. You may have been involved in one of those before. An overnight stay at a site that wasn't home with what seems like millions of wires and monitors on your body to measure your sleep. Prokaski says this particular study takes a less intrusive approach.
We have these small wristwatch-like devices, and they're called actigraphs, and you wear them on your wrist during the day and at night. And what they do is they measure motion and activity levels, and they're really, really convenient for being able to get a pretty accurate assessment of somebody's sleep during a week or 2 week period.
With the findings of the study and post-study surveys, Prokaski and others hope to develop educational outreach and intervention programs to help farmers and ranchers enhance their sleep quality and, in turn, reduce the potential of accidents and injury.
Our thanks to USDA Radio's Rod Bain for that report. And a reminder for archive radio programs, simply head to our free website, dairyradio.com.